the time, the branches to me meant we represented the 13 regions in the New South Wales state. That's what the 13, and the roots of it was the State Land Council. The base of it was the State Land Council. And the yellow is similar to the flag, where it shined light on us Aboriginal people as a whole.
1984. A 13-year-old girl sits quietly drawing in the New South Wales Aboriginal Land Council offices in Waterloo, Sydney.
The representation of the logo that's now the State Land Council is the black is to do with our colour of our skin. The red, well, I live here in Cowra and it's red dirt. It's red dust country. And same as that was the sun, but this was to shine light on our people and hope that we'd get land rights, we'd have human rights, we'd be able to live in our country.
It was something Deanne Coe had been doing for much of her life. At Newswalk, the Aboriginal Legal Service, and a number of other places around Redfern and Waterloo. The New South Wales Aboriginal Land Council had been established 7 years earlier at the Black Theatre in Redfern as a specialist lobby on Aboriginal land rights.
You know, once one fight is up, there's always another struggle. So that's the deal for the branches too.
The council campaigned for land rights until the passage of the Aboriginal Land Rights Act, New South Wales, in 1983. Fast forward to 1984. The Land Council office, Deanne Coe, and the picture that would become the New South Wales Aboriginal Land Council logo.
Initially, the Interim Land Council, we didn't have a logo, and then when New South Wales Land Council elect came about, they had decided to actually have a competition for a creation of a logo that symbolised our land councils around the state. And, you know, because at the time we had the three-tiered structure, whereas Newswell, the regions and our locals. And the person within the office that was delegated to actually head up that competition was Gaynor McDonald. And the focus was to encourage young students, school students, to actually enter.
The competition was run by now Dr. Gaynor McDonald, who saw the young Deanne Coe sitting at table, drawing, as always.
Gaynor at the time was sitting across the table from me, and she must have been watching what I was doing. And she said, "Can we enter this into the competition?" And I said, I was a bit shy, I said no first. And she said, "No, Deanne, this has got to be entered into the competition." So she took it.
The piece of work that was the successful, lo and behold, was my niece, Deanne Coe. Deanne Coe is the daughter of Isabel Coe and Les Collins. She's Isabel's eldest daughter, and of course she's also Billy Craigie's stepdaughter.
You might wonder how a 13-year-old girl can come up with an image so enduring that it's still being used as a symbol of land rights more than three decades later. Anne Weldon says she wasn't surprised that Deanne drew what she did, as she had many wise family mentors around her.
The inspiration that Deanne had and instilled in her throughout the time that she was a baby until even and still continues today is her grandmother, Agnes Coe, her grandfather, Les Coe, and then all of the other incredible elders, like females and males in our family. Truly, like with Auntie Ag and Uncle Les, and then guiding her all the way. And what Deanne lived within that nurturing, is all of our family. So you had your immediate family that was all in Cowra, so you had Auntie Beard, you had my grandfather, like Uncle Les's dad, Ninny Wedge, Auntie Ag's mum, Auntie Mum Shirl, Auntie Moody, Merritt, all of them.
I didn't grow up with my brothers and sisters. I grew up with my aunties and uncles. So, and the old people, and, you know, my mother's first cousins and stuff like that, I grew up with them. And then the next generation come along. So, like, I was the oldest, and then I got to grow up with them too. So I was there again, I was in the middle of it all.
Deanne says that being in the middle of a number of family generations strengthened her.
So I think I was the one that communicated between the elders and the younger ones, what, you know, what stuff like that, because I'd say something, I'd get in a lot of trouble for it, don't worry, but I was sticking up for the younger ones, you know, see, looking out for them. It's the way that my people, my elders showed me, always look out.
Deanne left Sydney many years ago to return home to Cowra, where she lives close to Arambie and her beloved Lachlan River. She's also very active in her community.
That there, and that little place on the hill, is what always draws me back here. If this river wasn't here, I don't think I'd stay here. Because there's something to this river that we all have connection with, not just here, upper further and down, lower Lachlan. Like, I've got people down Condablin, they always go home. You know, when our time's up, we always go home.
Another reason to stay home was a little boy called Murray, who's now 13, the same age Deanne was when she drew the Newswalk logo. He's the son of Deanne's brother, but has been brought up by Deanne since he was 8 months old.
Murray reminds me a lot of me when I was growing up, but he's a male version, and that's what I think it is. Like, but I grew up with my grandparents. He just grew up with mostly me. To tell the truth, I've never really had a problem with him. Other than the same things that I used to get up to at school, probably because it was me too, I could handle it. No, he's a good boy, Murray.
And he's an artist?
Yes, he can draw very well.
Mm. So I'd say he gets that from you, doesn't he?
He might get it from my mother too. My mother was an artist. My mother was renowned, Isabel Coe. She done paintings for a book called Winter Dime, which my Aunt Mary wrote. And then my mother done the paintings for it.
The lives of creative people aren't generally bound by only one art form. And although Deanne doesn't draw so much anymore, she writes and transforms furniture into cultural pieces.
Sometimes I wait for inspiration, sometimes it's always there, it's just putting it down on paper or, as we see, as on a cabinet. But what I've got is three water holes connecting through the river here. And the one water hole has got, is which I showed Josh, has got a yabby in it. And that represents from Arambie down to the river. So more or less stating, if you were on a map, so you knew if you were walking along the river where Arambie was. There's another water hole is another swimming spot where we were kids. We used to, you know, one of my favourite swimming spots. The next water hole is actually down here where we get to now, the low level. And that was when we were kids too. We used to swim there a lot.
Anne Weldon says the 13 branches on the tree remain highly significant.
Of course, there's not 13 regions anymore. They've changed it to zones. But those 13 regions symbolised the territories and the regions of our state under the Land Rights Act, because you've got nations within those particular territories. So that was the agreement that was reached on the day. We had 118 local Aboriginal land councils at that point in time and 13 regions. And Deanne being born into it and then being involved and listening and, you know, walking that same journey, always being at Uniag's side, certainly then was inspired within her, and she sat down and created what she did on hearing the stories, and she knew what all of those elders that were sitting in and around her all the time, what they dreamt of and what they wanted.
And it still delights Deanne all these years later.
The woman in me still says, wow, I didn't think, like I said, I didn't think there would end up a logo for New South Wales Aboriginal Land Council. So
the land rights rallies of those times remain important reflections, as the land rights movement continues to evolve.
I was a pretty quiet child. I grew up like mostly on my own. Like my aunties and uncles, they left, the, as they say, the nest. But I was quite content with that. I learned to appreciate my own company, put it that way. Right.
And that's a good way to be because you're never bored.
No, never. No, I'm never bored.